The fact that President Sadat would be courageous enough to go to Israel will transform, I think, the Middle Eastern peace prospects, regardless of the outcome of this particular visit. It's a breakdown in 30 years, perhaps even centuries, of hatred. And I was particularly touched yesterday when President Sadat walked down the red welcoming carpet and shook hands with Mr. Dayan, and he and Mrs. Meir exchanged a friendship, and he bent and kissed her on the cheek. I thought that was a great occasion. I think it will be a major step forward.
What do you mean that leaders have been an obstacle to peace in the Middle East?
Well, I think it's obvious that the people of the world want peace and pray for peace. And I think that this action by President Sadat to break down all the barriers that have been created by leaders in the past and go directly to the heart of Israel in Jerusalem has been feared by many as a possible action that would arouse the animosity of his own people, and also there was doubt about how Israel would receive him. But the overwhelming gratitude and excitement that now exists in Israel and in Egypt shows that the people were ready for it, and it was just the reluctance of leaders to take this momentous step that was an obstacle. And I have talked to all of the leaders in the Middle East, both the presidents, the kings, the prime ministers, and the foreign ministers, and I know from personal experience that they genuinely want peace. Some of them, I think, have underestimated the willingness of their own people to accept strong moves toward a new understanding. And I think that Sadat and Begin will show today that the two nations that have constantly been at war with tremendous suffering, whose leaders have only been separated by a 30-minute plane ride, have responded well.